Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, Apple is about to roll out a big change to its retail stores in the United States. Called Presto within Apple, this system will let Apple Store employees wirelessly update iPhone software while the iPhone is still in the box. Bloomberg says that this new system will begin rolling out to Apple stores in the United States in April and reach all stores in the United States by early summer. The technology centers around a pad-like device that the store can place boxes of iPhones on top of. The system is then able to power on the iPhones, update their software, then power them back down, all while the phones stay in their boxes. Bloomberg says the system looks a bit like a metal cubby for shoes. It uses MagSafe and other wireless technologies to power up the iPhone without ever opening the packaging. The change will mean that people who buy iPhones from Apple stores likely won't have to immediately update their device after taking it out of the box. Instead, the Apple Store will be able to update the devices as new iOS versions are released. Because as it stands right now, iPhones are shipped from the factory with whatever build of iOS was available at that time, so millions of iPhones out there ship with OS versions that are multiple updates behind by the time that phone arrives to a customer. Theoretically, this is something that can also eventually be rolled out to Apple's factories, but as of right now, Apple is focusing on its retail stores. In other news today, Bloomberg also reports that Apple is planning some home screen customization options as part of iOS 18. Bloomberg says that iOS 18 will make the home screen, quote, more customizable, and another rumor over the weekend said that one of the changes will mean that iPhone users will be able to place app icons freely on the grid, a change that has been a long time coming. This means that iPhone users will be able to place app icons and widgets anywhere on their iPhone home screen without being constrained by the 4x6 grid of the iPhone design. So, for example, an iPhone user could leave gaps between widgets and app icons for the first time. This is something that's been possible on Android for years. Bloomberg also reiterates that Apple believes iOS 18 will be its biggest software update ever for the iPhone. As we've talked about before, in addition to these new home screen customization options, Apple is working on a wide selection of new artificial intelligence features for iOS 18. iOS 18 will be announced at WWDC in June, alongside Apple's other operating systems, including iPadOS 18, watchOS 11, visionOS 2, and macOS 15. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder, a new app from Fun Media that helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use and well-designed interface for tracking all of your fasting details. An easy-to-use timer lets you choose popular fasting plans like 16-8, 18-6, or create your custom schedule that suits your lifestyle. You can also monitor your fasting progress with insightful charts and graphs, letting you track your fasting hours, weight, hydration, steps, and more to see how your body responds over time. And of course, FastMinder integrates with all of the native system features on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. This includes live activities, widgets, Apple Health integration, and a modern-designed Apple Watch app. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to get started with FastMinder. My thanks to FastMinder from Fun Media for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, according to a new analyst note from Jeff Poo, seen by 9to5 Mac, Apple is planning changes to the iPhone 16 Pro's chip specifically for on-device artificial intelligence. The iPhone 16 Pro will be powered by the A18 Pro chip inside. And this analyst says that the A18 Pro will feature a larger die area compared to the A17 Pro, a change that could be for edge AI computing. Increasing the die area of a chip means that it can accommodate more transistors and specialized components, generally allowing for increased performance. But on the other hand, as die size of a chip increases, so do the risks of defects and design flaws. It can also impact energy efficiency and heat dissipation. So this is the balance Apple will have to strike as it ramps up A18 Pro production ahead of the iPhone 16 launch this year. Edge AI computing, meanwhile, refers to artificial intelligence that is processed directly on device as opposed to in the cloud. Apple is believed to be taking a split approach to its AI features this year, relying on cloud infrastructure, potentially in partnership with Google for some features, while running other features completely on device, making optimizations to the iPhone 16 Pro chip specifically for on-device AI. Means that in the long term, Apple will be able to move some of those cloud-based solutions to on-device technology in the future. This, of course, isn't the first report to suggest Apple has changes to the A18 chip planned particularly for artificial intelligence. A story last month suggested that the A18 chip will greatly increase the number of built-in AI computing cores with a more powerful neural engine. And also worth remembering is that both the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro are expected to feature a version of the A18 chip this year. Currently, the iPhone 15 uses an A16, and the iPhone 15 Pro uses the A17 Pro. This week's analyst report seems to suggest that only the A18 Pro, destined for the iPhone 16 Pro, will feature the AI-focused changes, suggesting that some AI features will only be able to be run on device on the iPhone 16 Pro and not Apple's lower-end models. Again, we expect to learn more about all of this at WWDC and this September when the iPhone 16 lineup is officially announced. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Remember that you can find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.